Recorded Books and RB Digital present Pure Hollywood and Other Stories by Christine Scutt. Narrated by Mia Barron. Pure Hollywood. How disappointing it was to wake intact and far away from the matchstick aftermath of the extinguished fires, thready smoke rising from piles that had been homes, the famous modern house not among them. "Mimi?" he asked quietly, driving up a slight incline and into a space still hers, everything, all of it. A modern house shaped like slung plates, no corners, different heights. "What do you think this place is worth?" he asked, still whispering so as not to disturb. "What?" There was only the house. "What's it worth? It's like living in a great fucking painting, is what it is. The place is priceless." The house was not that much cooler than the car, and Mimi went through it and opened windows and the sliding door to the terrace. "I know I'm letting in hot air," she said, "but I hate things shut." She moved off to the kitchen and offered Stetson a drink. "What are you doing?" he asked as he found and filled two glasses with ice. "I'm taking off my clothes," she said. "They smell of smoke. I should go ahead and burn them." Off came her shell and the wavy pants that shivered down the chair rail as fast as she threw them. Underneath, she wore what looked like string. There wasn't much to her. "Fuck," Stetson said. His shirt was off, his pants, his shoes. He sniffed his arm. "My arm stinks." He put his arm up to his sister's nose. "What is that?" "Pickles," she offered. "What did you have for lunch?" He sniffed his other arm. "Nothing." All the pleasure to be had in looking at Stetson, but Mimi had married Arnold Fine, ugly as an anvil Arnie, and driven her brother away. Less than a month ago, her husband stepped into the pool and died. Age 69, heart attack. Happened fast, and what happened after came on faster. The ambulance, the body bag, the funeral home, the furnace. He was ashes in a matter of minutes. Mimi poured vodka into her glass. "Tonic," she pointed to the counter, "and there's Perrier." Tap was okay with Stetson, but did she have any food? "How can you be hungry? Smell your arm," she said. Wearing pointy mules, Mimi walked onto the terrace to a Hockney scene.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?